The 25th Southeast Asian Games open in Laos with great fanfare as athletes from 11 nations march through the new national stadium. Despite having to rely on help from China, Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, and other countries to build the venues, Laos received widespread praise and recognition for the games. Do Pom Pon, 42, runs a souvenir and snack shop across from the new national stadium.
Laos hosting these Southeast Asian Games is really important and makes tourists know Laos as well. Laos has beautiful landscape and many places for sightseeing. It also helps Lao people to make more money.
Laos is an impoverished one-party communist state. The economy is growing at about 7% a year, mainly from exports of natural resources and hydropower, but Laos remains a mainly subsistence agricultural nation. Farmer Can To says she earns just enough money for her family of eight to get by.
I work as a farmer every day. My income is about $1.50 per day, and I use all of it to buy food to feed my family.
Laos has long been dependent on foreign aid and loans. Economists say its fast growth helps reduce its debt, but its resource-based development does not create enough small businesses or jobs. Gil Hong Kim, the Asian Development Bank's country director for Laos, says it should not rely on exports of raw materials for growth.
In order to share these benefits from natural resource sectors with all more peoples, more Lao peoples, it's very critical to have more balanced economic structures.
The government promotes tourism to diversify its economy and boost local business. Kim says the Southeast Asian Games gave a short-term boost to the economy, but perhaps more importantly, he says the Games will help improve Laos' image to the outside world. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Vientiane.